بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم والله بالخير. My dear Professor Alexander Dugin, esteemed speakers and participants, respected initiator, organizers and listeners, thank you very much for the invitation and for arranging this multipolar gathering at this pivotal time. While we may argue that one will not be able to grasp the size of the accelerating repercussions of the end of the US unipolar hegemony over our region, nor can one explain the forms of accelerating positioning among the active players in the region, if we remain at borders drawn by politics, direct interest and wars, all of which were a reflection of deeper transformations that made the emergence of these repercussions inevitable. Like Saudi Arabia's position in the energy sector and what this dictates of vital interest with both Russia and China, also the American failure in Afghanistan, leading to the recognition of this failure and the decision to withdraw. The wars of the resistance and the steadfastness of its forces and governments in Syria and Iran and elsewhere, and the rise of Russia and the rise of China are all real and correct elements that played a pivotal role in the political manifestation of the transformations since the collapse and disintegration of the Soviet Union and the advancement of America as the sole dominant global power, waging wars without an opponent facing it and imposing sanctions without international law preventing it, until the American today, more than ever, the graphic curve began to decline and retreat and steeply fall and move from crisis to crisis. Yet one might ask, what are the profound transformations that we are talking about here and which led to the ebb of unipolarity? Washington waged and fought the battle to control the world under the rubric of transforming globalization, as it is an expression of a technological revolution that weakened the importance of the separating distances in geography into a source of abolishing geography with what it holds of the characteristics and capabilities that distinguish peoples, nations, and states. And globalism was the political version of globalization, meaning that the global government, which does not recognize geography, and the globalized individual whose cultural, religious, historical, and national peculiarities are abolished to become a follower of the global government and who participates in the race for well-being instead of sticking to the roots. But globalization as a technological revolution granted platforms, capabilities, and opportunities for the race between the concepts of the individual belonging to cultural peculiarity and religious roots and the globalist government. Thus, the technological globalization, which shortened and lessened the distances of geography, was a major cause of the transformation that rehabilitated geography as the bearer of cultural, religious, and national peculiarities. The Americans ignored the simple rule that says that the door you enter through cannot prevent others from entering through too. And here we are today, where the whole West in the war on Ukraine, waging war against Russia under the same headings it had previously announced its death, when it said that the time for sovereignty and patriotism had ended in light of globalization and what resulted from globalism. In the same way that the individual has become the unit on which the globalization of technology is based, where communication with technology is individual and does not pass through the gateway of a state, nationality, or religion, the importance of the individual in confronting the machine has regained its importance as the individual has become the backbone of wars. So geography has returned to fighting the end of history, as history is an industry of geography, the multi-cooperating and warring belligerent geography here, and emerged from the womb of cultural, religious and national specificity, the fighter individual in spirit. And here in our part of the world, particularly in Lebanon, this is the thing that we focus on a lot and underscore, that of the spirit. The spirit versus the globalized individual.
Last 30 seconds.
Please. Belonging to the shadows of the global government based on the supremacy of the machine, and thus the theory of zero cost war fell apart, and likewise the theory of no wars on land anymore, and the war is to be decisive from the air, which Donald Rumsfeld spoke about during the Iraq war, and the July 2000 Israeli aggression against Lebanon, this war that came as a clear expression of the first complete confrontation between the two models, and the victory of the resistance in this war was an utter and complete declaration of the failure of the armies of the globalized individuals in confronting the armies of individuals of cultural, religious, and national specificity. And the matter was repeated in Gaza, but Afghanistan was the decisive issue here. What completed the new scene was the emergence of the national state capable of steadfastness and resistance in the face of extremely fierce American wars, which culminated in the war on Syria, where the Syrian national state stood with its national background, and the Iranian national state with its Islamic background, expressing the two great characteristics in the region, in our region, Arabism and Islam. And Hezbollah and other resistance factions and movements and forces as a double expression of these two characteristics was the added value in resolving the direction of the war, which reaffirmed the status of the national state in the face of the global government, and converged with this equation and the Russian national state with its Tsarist and Orthodox background. Then that change continued in the war in Yemen, where the new war technology that invested in globalization appeared as a technological revolution capable of overthrowing the old law of war, and the drones and the small accurate guided missiles were able to defeat the giant aircraft carriers. And here is the Ukraine war saying the final word in terms of the superiority of this technology and its placement in the place of the technology of the tank and aircraft wars that ruled the First and the Second World Wars. Among the most important changes, and I'm finishing, also is the change introduced by the economy to the concept of the economically important country, so that the sanctions against Russia show that the countries that cannot be dispensed with are those that have an irreplaceable position in providing energy resources. And this is true in the case of Russia, and is also true in the case of Saudi Arabia. So the world is changing rapidly under the influence of irrevocable laws, until the impact of rising countries grows to the limits of saturation, determined by their sources and resources of population, economic and military strength, and consequently the influence of the hegemon countries ebbs. Yes, we welcome you all to this multipolar world that consists not only of powerful states or geography, but also, as my fellow speakers said and underscored, of powerful resistance movements that have tipped the balance in many confrontations in the last 2-3 decades, which have become a winning focal chip and an integral element and a quintessential prop and support that delivers in shaping this new, vibrant, multipolar world. Thank you and salam.